Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It is 251136010045352935293529.
All right. Let's see what we got here. All right, and are you calling from Brushless Power Washing?
I am.
All right, excellent. And who am I speaking with today?
Chad Davis.
Chad Davis. All right. I'm going to confirm just a couple pieces of information that I have on file for you here. If you have any questions, go ahead. Are you guys still at 1122 Southeast Riverside Drive, Myrtle Creek, 97457?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
541-671-0394.
Excellent. And what's the structure of the business here? Are you guys like a C corp, S corp, LLC?
LLC.
LLC. Excellent. And what's a good email for you?
It would be chad@brushlesspowerwashing.com.
chad@brushlesspowerwashing.com.
Yep.
All right.
And perfect. I guess I'm kind of curious as to what kind of services you guys offer, because obviously I got an advertisement from you and I'd like to learn more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was for the pre-approval, correct?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, we have many different programs really depending on what your specific needs are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for so I can kind of point you in the right direction here?
Well, I guess I'm not really looking for anything, so to speak, but mm-hmm. I have a small business, and I actually I think it's my third year in business, but the first few years was tough, and I have a little bit of business credit card debt that I've accumulated that I wouldn't mind getting a loan for and paying it off and then paying the loan. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So you're trying to just consolidate some debt today?
Some business debt. That's yeah. My thought. I don't know if that's what you're offering me or not, but it'd
yeah.
be nice.
That's one of the things that working capital loan can be used for. So how much are you looking at?
Nothing like what your advertisement sent me.
Oh. Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
I guess it would depend, what are your interest rates?
Well, what kind of rates are you looking for? Because, I mean, it all really...
Anybody else?
Good answer.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, and then we've got all kinds of different programs. It really just depends on what kind that you qualify for. So, how much debt are you looking at right now?
I mean, I would say like 40 or 50 grand would pay off my debt and put a few thousand in my bank account for cushion. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah. So cash flow is kind of tight right now.
Well, I mean, I make my credit card payments every month, but I'm just right. not getting ahead. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So you're just kind of just making the payment, and then from there it's pretty tight afterwards.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just trying to, if I had a loan that it was at a lower interest rate, credit cards, they make their money with interest, right? So
right.
they gouge you. If I had a loan to where it was just one payment versus having two business credit cards would be the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you would just be using the money to consolidate some credit card loans, and then when you're netting it on top, you're saying you want to net a few thousand on top. Are you going to be using that for anything like marketing, or is it just going to be there as a cushion in case you need something?
No, my plan is to do some more marketing, like I call it advertisement, but yeah,
uh-huh.
business advertisement.
Okay. Perfect. And what kind of return would you be expecting on this investment if you were to get that advertising out there for the business and you were to consolidate your credit cards? It's going to save you per month. Are you guys going to increase in sales? What are you looking at?
Well, the whole goal with the loan would be to have one payment every month that would actually save me money long term, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I would say that definitely with advertising and consolidating my debt, that the business would become more profitable, make more money.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
And okay, good. So you got some plans in progress. So when are you looking, when would you be looking to do this? Just kind of as soon as possible, if it worked out for you?
If it all made sense on paper, like if you
Yeah.
made me an offer that I like and you like, yeah,
Right.
I'll do it whenever.
Okay, excellent. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Excellent.
Oh, okay, good. Always
Yeah.
love hearing that. Cool. And how long have you guys been in business, you said? About 3 years?
About 3 years, yeah.
Okay. And how did your sales look like last year for the business?
Oh, I'd have to look at paper. I mean, it's a small business, me, and then I have some employees on payroll.
Right.
I would probably do, I don't know, I'd probably do 100 grand this year for 16.
Okay, for this year, 100 grand?
Yeah,
Okay.
gross, you know.
Gotcha. And then as opposed to last year, is that up or down?
It's up. I'd say last year was probably 65, if I had to guess.
All right, so last year was around 65, this year around 100. That's good, going up in sales. How'd
Next
you get
year,
in?
I'd like to do more. 150 next year would be
Okay, good.
nice.
Good, good. So you have some like plans in progress in order to increase the sales? Are you
Oh,
guys going to be
absolutely.
okay, good. What do you guys do exactly?
I have a business that washes fleets of trucks, like semi trucks.
Okay, gotcha.
And I live in rural Oregon, so the first couple of years was difficult getting that clientele because you're a new guy and it takes time to prove yourself, you know?
Right.
So
Yeah.
I just had a lot of unexpected expenses the last few years. My truck broke down, one of my machines blew up, and like my equipment, my machines are $15,000 a piece. I have two of
Right.
them. You know,
So
my
when one of
truck
them.
motor was 10 grand. That's a lot of money real quick that you don't expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's some of the machines, when they go down, you're going to lose business, not just the cost of fixing them.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And are you the 100% owner of this business?
I am.
Excellent. So have you kind of already taken a look at doing some financing to consolidate these loans, or are you kind of just looking around?
I've shopped around a little bit. I wouldn't say like I've done a lot of homework on it.
Sure.
But I had that machine that should have never gone bad, and so I put it on a credit card. Well, there's $18,000 in credit card debt I didn't expect, and at
Right.
20% interest every month, they just screw me.
Right. Wow.
So like I said, I could pay it, but I'd rather pay something that doesn't screw me every month.
Right, so that you have some leeway to work with.
Correct.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me, so you said you were kind of inquiring at this. Did they get back to you with anything at all? Whoever you were
Who's
talking
they?
to. Whoever you were talking to, you said you kind of shopped around.
Yeah, there's a few places with different offers for like $40,000 debt consolidation loans with fixed rates, no
Right.
early payoff penalties. Let me look at this one. These guys would do it. I think their interest rate was a little higher than I had hoped.
Oh yeah. Were they what type of loans are they?
This is a fixed rate, 5-year small business loan.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you've kind of inquired already. Have you been inquiring for a while, or is it more recent?
Oh, just like the last week, and then I saw you.
Oh, okay.
You guys happened to send me an advertisement in the mail, and I was like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, we try and keep it pretty professional so it stands out there. But so tell me a little bit about the loans. Are they just two credit card loans that you have out on the business right now?
Yeah, it's actually a credit card loan,
mm-hmm.
and then a personal loan that I got out when I started. Well, it wasn't when I started. It was like the year after I started my business, and I had a bunch of stuff come up, so I got a personal loan for mm-hmm. my business.
Okay.
Because I'm taxed as a sole proprietor because I'm the only owner of the company.
Right.
Even though I'm an LLC, so I was able to get a personal loan to pay for things. So between the credit card and the personal loan, it's about 38 grand.
Okay, 38 grand in total. So tell me about each one separately right now. For the credit card loan, the one that you said is not personal, what is the total amount on that one?
Oh, it's 18,000 and some change.
Okay, so roughly 18,000, we'll say. And what kind of payment are you making on this?
$1,000 a month.
Okay. And for the personal one?
I think I pay $350 a month on it, and I couldn't tell you what the balance is now. It might be $500 a month, but it automatically comes out of my account every month, and I don't even pay attention.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I could look it up for you.
Yeah, let's see if it's on there. Makes it a little bit easier.
It looks like it's got a balance of $20,000.
Okay.
And I pay $500 a month and just pay it every month.
$500 a month, balance of around $20,000. Got it. Okay.
It's and then, 19 and some change to be exact.
Okay. And for these, is there like a certain time? What's the term on these?
You know, the credit card, there's no term, right? They just
right.
screw you forever.
Yeah.
And then that personal loan, I think it's like 3 more years. It'll
okay.
be paid off, something like that.
Okay, got it, 3 years. All right. So just
and by
to recap,
no means
yes, go ahead.
Am I not willing to pay something off sooner? It's just if I had it all instead of having two or three payments, if I had it all in one payment, then
yeah.
I could pay more every month.
Right, and it's easier to manage, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
With less interest is the ultimate goal. Are you catching on to the theme there?
I'm catching it. I'm catching the theme. So just to recap with you real quick, we're looking for around $40,000 to $50,000 in order to consolidate some credit and get some marketing going for the business because you want to increase your sales. Your goal is around $150,000 next year. Return on investment, we said that this is going to be a one-month payment versus multiple, and you're going to save money long-term. And if we get you into the right program, you're ready to do this as soon as possible. Told me your credit's pretty good, which I love hearing. Sales for you last year were around $65,000. This year around $100,000. Next year you're projecting $150,000. So you got a good solid flow of cash. You've been in business for 3 years and growing, which is great. And you've kind of already looked into financing for the past week, but kind of just getting started. Based on everything that you told me today, this looks like definitely the working capital program. So what I can do for you is we also have a really quick process. Usually within 24 hours, I'm able to give you some sort of options of what you're looking at. And the good thing is the main thing we take a look at is the business. So we're going to look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements for your business. And we're
perfect.
And we're going to take a look at the most recent tax return for the business. And those are the only pieces of information that I need from your end. On my end, I'm going to be sending you a one-page application. And on that app, it just very general, you know, the name of the business, your name, address, all that general information. From there, you send those in to me. It goes straight to the underwriting department. And then within 24 hours, they usually get back to me with multiple options. We usually don't like to give one option because you're a business and not just one thing works for you. So we'll probably come at you with multiple different options and term lengths and rates and all that good stuff. So what I can do for
you... Can I apply online?
Yes, absolutely. So what I can do for you right now is just go ahead and shoot over that email with the information that I need from you, and I'll attach that application for you. So you can fill it out online. And then you can either email it, fax it, mail it, whatever you're comfortable with, and then I'll get back to you usually within 24 hours of receiving your documents.
Yeah, I could just email it back to you if that works.
Yeah, if you can email it back to me, I can definitely get your file together, shoot it over to the underwriting department, and get back to you as quick as possible. When do you think you'd be able to send me that information? Do you already have it kind of...
One more time, what all you need?
So all you need is the 6 months of most recent bank statements and the most recent tax return for the business.
Tax return meaning what?
Your business tax return.
I'll have to research that. Because I'm taxed as a sole proprietor, it's all like, it's all done with my taxes, like all one tax.
Oh, it's done with the personal, right?
Yeah, I'm a sole proprietor, so I get taxed as an individual.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I've dealt
Does
with...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I've dealt with situations like that as well. So we'd probably just take a look at the entire tax return.
Okay.
And then that's all I need from your end. And then on my end, I'll just send you that application. If you can just fill it out and send it back to me, and I can just get started on your file immediately.
And then no offense meant to you, but just so I don't waste my time here.
Absolutely.
What are your rates? On average?
On average, I will tell you this, that they're usually around 10% and can range all the way up to 30-something. So it really just depends on what you look like on paper. You tell me you have good credit, which is great. Your sales are increasing year over year, because what we take a look at when we lend to you is your overall health of the business. If we're seeing that you have cash flow coming in and you're growing year over year, which you have, you jumped from 65 to 100 this year, and next year you're looking at 150, then we work with you. Because the thing is with us is we're a relationship-based bank, right? We're not your regular nationwide bank that tries to throw a loan at you like you have right now with some crazy percentages and high monthly payments and just kind of leave you sitting there on the side. We try and work with you every step of the way. We're trying to help you grow the business and establish a relationship with you. Okay? Our goal is not... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I like what you're saying. I like where you're going.
Yeah, because, I mean, we work... If you take a look at our customer reviews, they love us. And they keep coming back and working with us because we keep that relationship going with them. And I've worked with tons of companies that just this year have done 2 to 3 different loans with me. Just because we keep contact with them, we update with them. How did that loan go with you? Oh, was the payments too high? Well, we can restructure it since we are now halfway into your loan where we can get you a lower rate as a re-existing customer, you know?
Right.
So we really do work with you as much as possible.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should have bank statements here. I should have tax-wise. I guess I still don't understand what you mean by tax return, but you just want, like, my federal tax paperwork that I did, or what?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just the federal tax return.
Okay.
Yeah. So that and the bank statements is all I need from you. And then I'll send you that... that application right now. You said it was chad@brushlesspowerwashing.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll send you that email with the information of what I need from you. I'll put all of it in there. And then if you can send me whatever you can right now, I can already get started on your file.
Well, so for really, sure I can get you the app and the bank statements now, and then I just need to look through my file cabinet for the taxes.
Okay, perfect then. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now. And if you can get in the application and statements to me within the next hour, I can get started on your application. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, perfect then. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you, and we'll be in touch shortly. All right, Chad?
Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Absolutely, man. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.